It's 8:46 and time for Fine Gardening, and Morne is in the studio. And Morne, what is the topic for this morning?
Yeah, very good morning. The topic this morning is going to be plant nutrition. I'd just like to remind everybody that you can send your requests or your questions to finegardening@fmr.co.za. And through that portal, I've received many questions in the last week regarding plant nutrition. And I think so. Let's just get it back down to a little bit of gardening basics with regards to remembering what is important for plants and how to feed your plants throughout the year. So I think it's important to note that when we start looking at plants, they require three of your macro elements, and that's nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium. And that is so, so important to remember that nitrogen is important for plants' foliage growth. So that nice, green, healthy foliage that you have in a plant is derived directly from nitrogen compounds in the soil. Phosphate, on the other hand, is very important for the development of root structure. And that is why we use it when we are growing carrots and things like potatoes in the soil. So very important for root structure. And then the last one is your potassium. Now, potassium is vital in any plant's developmental growth for bud formation, which means flowers and or fruit. So if you're looking for a tree or a shrub or a fruit tree which needs to carry copious amounts of fruit, then you must remember that potassium is very important in its diet. So those are the macro elements that plants require. And that's why when we go out and we buy fertilizers, we will always see that they have numeral denominations on the front. In other words, you will buy or you will see a fertilizer which has a 411 formula or a 315, and that's to give you an indication on the ratio of those macro elements in the fertilizer itself. So for instance, if we're talking about a 2-3-2 formulation, that means it is two parts nitrogen, three parts phosphate, and two parts potassium. Very important to remember. And then behind those numbers, in brackets, you will have a number which will denote the percentage of the total volume of fertilizer in that package or in that bag. So let's say, for instance, we have a 2-3-2 and then in brackets 22. That means 22% of that entire bag is actual fertilizer. The rest is what we refer to as a carrying agent, because fertilizer is so concentrated that if you had to apply it in its pure form, it would be very difficult to distribute it to your plants in the recommended or the required dosage. So, for instance, that means that in a kilogram of fertilizer, 22% would be 220 grams of actual fertilizer. The rest is carrying agent. And the carrying agent can either be carbon. That's why many of the fertilizers on the market now will leave your hands stained black. Or alternatively, it will also be a lime-based carrying agent. So these are things to remember. But we also have micro elements, which are so important for plants as well, in small quantities. There we're looking at things like iron, boron, magnesium, the various sulfates, and the list goes on and on. And that's why it's very important to look at your plant's requirements and fertilize and feed plants, as I would always advise, on a regular basis. So small amounts more frequently is the actual solution to ensure that plants are healthy. And that's why you might have a geranium in a pot, for instance, which looks fantastic in terms of its foliage, it's healthy, it's green, but it's not giving you enough flowers and not giving you enough flower buds. And that might just boil down to the fact that you have not been giving it enough potassium to help with the development. Then it's also important to remember that there are other supplements that you can give plants to assist in their growth. One of them is kelp derivatives, in other words, products that have been made from seaweed kelp, and they contain a very interesting active ingredient called auxins. And these auxins are there to help and stimulate root mass development. So it's not so much as in feeding the plant, but it helps to stimulate the root mass development. And as logic dictates, the more roots you have on a plant, the easier it is for it actually to take up those nutrients that you are giving it. Remember, plants specifically in containers, over a period of time, what happens is their root mass is basically taking the place of the soil. So you have more root mass, but less soil in the actual pot because it's been substituted, which means that over a period of time, more regular feeding of especially plants in pots are vitally important. And with this insurgence in the popularity of indoor houseplants, remember that most houseplants are foliage-based. So they like a high nitrogen-based fertilizer. And when it comes to houseplants, I would rather suggest you don't look at a granular feed at all. Rather go for a liquid fertilizer, organic-based liquid fertilizer, which you can use on a regular basis. Because remember, every time you're watering the plant, you're leaching out some of those nutrients which are dissipating into the drip tray or out of the plant itself. So it's very, very important to fertilize on a regular basis. So there we have it as a wrap-up of plant nutrition. Remember the three macro elements and what they are needed for: nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium. And just a word of warning when it comes to phosphate. One can put down too much phosphate, especially in the chemical form, and it would be the way of a superphosphate, as it's known in the market. You can actually build up phosphate toxicity in the soil, so be very careful to follow the directions from the manufacturer when it comes to dosage. It is so important not to over-fertilize, as a plant will not simply grow faster because it has more food. So there are tips for this week, and remember to send your questions to finegardening@finemusicradio.co.za. FMR.